Shvius, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet. Mezahamin es hanetius. The Rav explains that when the trees had their shells and layers peel off or fall off, one would stick onto it manure, zevel, in order to make it healthy again, that the tree shouldn't die. And another pshat that the Rav brings, that some say that one would actually smear the trees with something that doesn't smell too good, that the worms should run away or die from such a smell. The Rambam is the one that says this. Now, the Tesis Yamta brings down that we already said ma'ashnim, which means smoke, to get rid of this insects. Why would we have to repeat a similar type of action? So he says that the chiddush here is that here you're actually doing an avoda to the tree to get rid of the worms. You're putting something on the tree itself. So even that, the Mishnah is telling us, is mutter. Because in the previous case, it's just smoking near the tree. Here, it's actually doing something, putting something onto the tree. The karchin, my son. Karchin, the Rav again brings, there's two mefarshim. Yesh mefarshim, that it means that they would put something around the tree on the outside to protect it from the sun or the cold. And there are those that also explain, the Rav says, that karchin means to wrap the branches, not something around the tree, but actually to wrap the branches together and to tie them on top so they shouldn't drag along the ground and get ruined that way. V'koitmin oison. Here the Rav says there's yesh mefarshim that it means to put ashes on the roots of the tree. Taisi Yantav asks, this is ma'avkin from a previous Mishnah, so he doesn't understand this pshat. But the Rav does give a second pshat, which wouldn't be repetitive. And he says, koitmin is in the lashon of niktam roisha, that they would actually cut the heads off of the tree, like we have by lulav, niktam roisha. So here it means they cut the head off of the top of the tree for the maintenance of the tree. The oisin lahem batim, you'd made a house for the tree. So the Rav gives two pshatim here too. So it means like a fence around the tree that was an amah high, and they would fill it with dirt. And there are those that say that what it means by houses here, they'd actually make a sukkah for a tree. And they would put a sukkah canopy, they would put it on top of the tree to protect it from the sun and the cold as well. Umashkin oison ad Rosh Hashanah. And lastly, they would water the tree. Now, mashkin, I say, the Rambam says they would actually pour water on top of the tree, and the water would trickle down to the rest of the tree and irrigate the tree that way. This is also done until Rosh Hashanah, the Mishnah says. What about on Shemitah itself? So the first thing to know is this way to water a tree is a shinoi. It's not the normal way to water a tree. Since a shinoi, not doing it the normal way, is only asmi darbanan, they allowed you to do it until Rosh Hashanah beforehand for the tzarech of the tree. But if on Shemitah itself one actually waters a tree, not doing it in this weird way, but rather he waters the roots of the tree directly, so the Melech HaShlomo brings a Tolda of Chayrish, he brings down from Rav Cirilio, we often quotes, and therefore you have to do it with a Shinoi, and you can do so on Erev Shvius until Rosh Hashanah. And the Mishnah ends, Rabbi Elazar Bar Tzadok Omer, Af Mashkehu Es HaNoif B'Shvius, Avalo Es HaIkar. When one does this Shinoi, Rabbi Elazar Bar Tzadok says, even on Shemitah itself, one is allowed, Mashkehu Es HaNoif, the Rambam says that it's just the same case that we just said in Mashkeh Noison, which basically means to pour water on top of the tree. One is allowed to do this, Rabbi Elazar Bar Tzadok says, even on Shemitah itself. This lechor is similar to Rabbi Yeshua's sheet in the previous Mishnah, that for the tzarech of the tree, it's mutter even on Shemitah. Avaloya sa'ikr, but one is not allowed to pour water onto the roots themselves, because that is asur midiraisa, obviously. And the Rav says the halacha is not like Rav Elazar Bar Tzadok. Rather, one is not allowed to pour water on a tree on Shemitah, whether it's the top of the tree, whether it's the roots directly. We're only allowed to do it Erev Shavuos on top, because that's a shinoi.